Our next speaker is Dr. Sandeep Kumar from Ohio State.
Thank you, Dr. Rafi. I'm talking about the little bit different here, other than this conservation tillage. I'm talking here about estimating soil organic carbon in major land resource areas and land uses of Midwestern region of United States. So idea of this talk is to explore the areas which has a higher or lower potential of soil organic carbon pool, which is very important for the crop productivity. To start with, I want to talk about the soil organic carbon density or pool. So this is the calculation, how we calculate the soil organic carbon density. This I is the soil horizon, Ci is the organic carbon concentration, the bulk density, Gi is the thickness of the ith horizon. So as we know, this carbon pool is highly variable and affected by changes in the land use and cultivation practices such as drainage, plowing, and grazing. And these land and soil management practices has been adversely affected by this soil organic carbon pool, which in turn accelerates the emissions of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. So hence, there is a need to estimate this soil organic carbon pool so that we can know that which area has a higher or lower potential of carbon. So for estimating this soil organic carbon, we have various techniques. Previous conventional techniques, we use some ordinate kriging, some using the geostatistic approaches, using multiple linear regression approaches. Regression kriging was a little bit advanced as compared to all other previous approaches, which uses both environmental correlation between a target variable, in my case is the soil organic carbon, and some of the environmental parameters, and using the special autocorrelation in the residuals for estimating the soil organic carbon pool. So today, I want to explore a little bit about the geographically weighted regression approach. It is a little bit advanced over the multiple linear regression. I'll show you in next few slides. So this approach is used to analyze the spatial non-stationarity and to understand the spatial data accurately. So these are the few predictors which I have used for estimating the soil organic carbon pool. So this is the simple multiple linear regression equation. These are the estimates. And these are the residuals. So after using this equation, we can get a soil organic estimated carbon pool. So in regression kriging, if we found some special autocorrelation in residual, we can just add these together with the multiple linear regression, and we can find the regression kriging approach. It has been reported in the literature that this approach is a little bit advanced as compared to multiple linear regression or simple ordinary kriging. But this approach, geographically weighted regression approach, if you look at the equation here, just this part is different. Here, these estimates are the stationary, like for the whole region, we have a constant predictors. Like, for example, if we have Ohio, then we will have for the whole Ohio, we'll have a constant estimates. But here, if we have in Ohio, if we have 10 location, for each location, we'll have a different estimate. All other parameters are the same. And this GWR gives different weights to the predictors at different location. This is most important here. And this is the Fotheringham. He developed this approach in 2002. For this study, I have used GWRK, geographically weighted regression kriging approach. It's as I mentioned before, the regression kriging, so many geostatistician, they have used this approach for estimating the carbon pool. In this approach, we have everything is similar except that we used geographically weighted regression and added that this one with the residuals if we found some special autocorrelation there. So you can see here, so this trend fitted by the geographically weighted regression, and then we added the residuals after estimating the residual with the kriging. So objectives of this study was to estimate the spatial distribution of soil organic carbon densities kilogram per meter square for the 1 meter depth across the Midwestern region of United States. And second is to estimate the total pool for the this Midwestern region. So I have used National Soil Survey Center database. I have used maybe more than 3,000 data points. And then I divided 80% calibration and 20% for validation. So this is a simple descriptive statistics. You can see here is organic carbon pool. The mean is 15.3 kilogram per meter square. And this is the range. And these are the independent variables which I have used. Precipitation, elevation, slope, and temperature. So this is the scaling approach which I have used. I took the measured organic carbon density data, and these are the predictors. Then I used geographically weighted regression using GWR3 software. And after fitting this model, I found estimated soil organic carbon for each location and residual for the respective location. And then I used surface software to see whether these residuals are spatially autocorrelated or not. If yes, then only then we can use this approach. I want to explain a little bit about spatial autocorrelation. Spatial autocorrelation means like the closer points has similar values. As we go further down, the values are different. So if we found spatial autocorrelation in residuals, only then we can use this approach. So, and then after using this approach, I estimated the organic carbon for the regional scale. I think I took about 12 states. So this is the output. I found R square was 0.3, which is good. Here you can say this is the spatial autocorrelation here. The range is 100, and as we go further, it becomes a little bit constant. So after estimating this approach, these are the results. I found R square about 0.58, root mean square error 5.60. So I have used about 5 validation evaluation methods, and G value is 0.59. So then you can see here, Ohio has a little bit lower organic carbon pool, and in this region, Minnesota, in the further northern region, has a little bit higher because of the maybe lower temperature and higher rainfall here. So in results, soil carbon density ranges from 4.34 to 78 kilogram per meter square with standard deviation of 5.79. The higher coefficient of variation may be attributed to heterogeneous soil type, climate, and management of the area. As I told you, northern western and central midwestern region found the highest value because these areas are 30% present in the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota because of their cooler temperature and also dominated by the molly soils. So hence, lower temperature, high precipitation, and elevation and presence of molly soil might have increased the soil organic carbon pool of the region. And then I calculated this total organic carbon pool in different land uses. So forest, crop land, indifference. So I found the crop land has a higher, if you look at the area, so area was higher for the crop land. So that's why it's higher as compared to the forest forest royals. So the total organic carbon pool ranges from 0.05 in the barren land and 16.8 petagram crop in the croplands. So higher, as I told you before, soil organic carbon pool is present in the agriculture soils because of the higher acreage. And lower organic carbon pool in forest soils may be due to the fact that forest area in the Midwestern region is 60% less as compared to the cropland area. And total estimated carbon pool ranges from 31 petagram for the Midwestern region. Okay, so these are conclusion. Global regression explained about 25% of the spatial variation, whereas a GWR explained about 45%. And the study illustrates that GWRK approach explicitly addresses the spatial dependency and spatial non-stationarity issues for interpolating the soil organic carbon pool across the larger region. And this approach is exploring new methodology to identify the most prominent variable for estimating the soil organic carbon. And these models gave a better explanation of spatial distribution of organic carbon than those identified by the simple multiple linear regression models. So these are the future searchable questions. After estimating this, what we can do here? So soil organic carbon estimation at landscape, watershed, or regional scale, we need to estimate those with respect to business as usual, which we are recommended these days. And validating different models under varying climate and locations, and exploring the area with high or low potential of soil organic carbon with respect to inspective of carbon sequestration, how to improve the carbon on those areas. So maybe after finding out these areas, we can improve soil organic sequestration using different recommended management practices such as cover crops, manure application, or no-till farming, or nutrient management. Thanks for your patience. Using the GW3 software.
Just
software. Yeah, I mean, like, we have to define the adapted distance, how many points we can select to estimate that one weight. So it's almost similar approach as we do with the simple multiple linear regression, but we have a huge data set, maybe more than 3,000 points. So in that software, we have so many points. You need to fit the latitude, longitude, and you need to define the radius, how many points you want to cover in maybe 10-meter distance. So all these, you need to do some preliminary, runs. You need to define how this special autocorrelation of the soil organic carbon pool after what distance, like these carbon values are different. So that I don't want to estimate, take maybe from 1 meter, if I have data at 0 point, maybe 10 kilogram per meter square, and if I choose the distance maybe at 20, where the data is 15 kilometer per square, so I don't want to choose that distance. So I want to keep in the, that's why I want to do some spatial autocorrelation and then use that distance. Yeah. We call it range, so range is very important here.